Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
More on that air quality alert now. It's in effect through this evening, and they're saying ground-level ozone could approach or go past unhealthy levels, especially for sensitive groups. Mayor Adams was at a news briefing today saying you might want to mask up today, folks.
The advisory is for ozone, which is invisible and not like the wildfire smoke. We were able to see that, but this is a real issue. We want to tell people that are dealing with health issues to take necessary actions. If they need a face mask, you can stop at your local precinct to get to receive one.
Yeah, if you've got respiratory issues like asthma, you probably need to exercise caution. And if you work outside, they're telling you to take more breaks and watch for symptoms like coughing and shortness of breath. Use your head, in other words, is basically what they're saying. To our top story now, we begin this afternoon with what appears to be the closing of the southern border. Sorta. It's like closing it without really closing it. Let me explain. So this is the deal. Last week, we told you about a Biden administration plan to deal with the immigration crisis at the southern border. And today, the president announced something akin to a river dam. When the river gets too full, you put up a dam to stymie the flow. Once the waters recede, then you open the floodgates. Mr. Biden today announcing he isn't taking any chances on Congress or anybody going along with it. So he's going to take out his executive pen to do it.
President Biden today at the White House will announce executive action that will effectively suspend the asylum process at the U.S. southern border for a period of time for migrants who unlawfully cross between ports of entry. When there have been seven consecutive days of more than 2,500 illegal encounters along the border, this new rule would go into effect. The U.S. would begin accepting migrants claiming asylum only if there have been 14 days of 1,500 or fewer encounters, according to administration officials. The rule could go into effect immediately, given that migrant crossings have averaged 3,500 a day in recent weeks. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Yeah, no could about it. It is. Some see the move as a significant attempt on part of the president to deal with one of his biggest political thorns just weeks before the first presidential debate. Here in New York, Mayor Adams told reporters today, hey, whatever helps to ease the load on us.
Anything that can, in Mayor Adams' words, slow the flow is welcome.
200,000 people entered our city. 200,000 people. Larger than other cities.
The city is seeing around 4,000 to 5,000 new migrants every month. City Hall has been in constant contact with the White House and knew this announcement was coming, but didn't play any big role in the decision. Deputy Mayor Ann Williams Isom.
I'm hopeful that what this will look like will, you know, we'll go back to the good old days when we just had, you know, a couple of people who were coming into the DHS system.
They still would like more money from Washington and TPS status for other ethnicities besides just Venezuelans. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
So needless to say, everybody's crossing their fingers on this one, folks. We'll keep you posted and let you know how it goes. Back home, the Manhattan DA just announced the indictment of 50-year-old Clifton Williams. He's the guy who allegedly punched actor Steve Buscemi in Kipps Bay a few weeks ago. Cops say he's the same guy who punched another person in Gramercy a few minutes earlier, same day. I guess he was just on a punching frenzy. Both men received bruises to the face and swelling. All this happened on May the 8th between 11:30 and 11:40. Williams is charged with second and third degree assault. Well, New York has returned the money to education programs, money that was previously threatened in the budget cuts. That money pays for summer and after school programs. Mayor Adams made the about-face announcement on the Lower East Side today.
The joint announcement by Mayor Adams and City Council Speaker Adrian Adams at a Lower East Side elementary school caps months of back and forth between the two leaders.
We are protecting $32 million for programs that were funded with sunsetting temporary stimulus dollars. This is what we inherited, folks.
The city council's Democratic leadership argued that increased tax revenues made the cuts unnecessary.
We have the opportunity to give New Yorkers what they need and provide them with the support they deserve. We are committed to getting this right for New Yorkers.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Lower East Side.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.